nearly 4:45. And here is my World Cup expert, Lloyd.
Hello, everyone.
Hello there.
How are you?
All right, cheers. Are you in your normal place in the car park?
I am, yes.
And you go there every day to give us your World Cup report, don't you?
Yes.
There's going to be a blue plaque up there one day, you know, in that car park.
Blue plaque?
A blue plaque, you know that?
Like you get on famous old people's houses.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you not have houses with blue plaques on in Oswestry?
No. No one's famous from Oswestry.
Okay, well, you could be the first blue plaque.
I could be.
Is there no one famous from Oswestry?
No, I can't think of anyone.
We're just looking it up.
Who?
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like
no
it.
No one, no. You'll be fine.
Frank Bott.
That's before my time.
Did someone just shout Frank Bott and you went, who?
Yeah, that was Mum.
Ian Wiesnam off of golf.
My dad used to play golf with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, Frank Bott?
No. Ian was no.
Okay, so we're in the car park and we're ready to report on today's games. First off, what have we got?
New Zealand versus Slovakia. It's already finished.
Yes.
It was 1-1.
I know, some people thought that would be rubbish, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then, what happened right at the end?
New Zealand scored.
Yeah, right at the last minute, wasn't it?
Yep.
And everyone thought they were total rubbish, so well done to New Zealand.
Yeah.
That is my favourite thing about football, when you're at a game and it's about, like, I don't know, 89 minutes in and the people get up to leave and they're walking back to their car and then you just hear the cheer because they've missed the goal.
You see, New Zealand, rubbish at football, apart from today.
Did you hear the commentators? They were a bit dodgy.
They were dodgy, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did you have your red button on, though?
No, I was in school, but Bum said it was much better than the normal stuff.
It was Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave doing their alternative commentary on the red button.
Every time I looked on, he was just stuffing his face with a pizza and wiping it off with a napkin and going... Whoop, whoop.
Mum loved the tip about the grass stains.
What was that?
They gave a tip on how to get grass stains out of clothes.
So you don't get that about grass stains, do you? From the other commentators?
Only from Radio 1.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, what's going on right now?
Ivory Coast are playing Portugal.
Don't watch that, please, everybody. Keep listening to this show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's and a then... rubbish match anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, we were just listening to it on 5 Live.
How dare you? How could you?
I am the football guru.
Yeah, you also work for this show at the moment, son. Okay, so they're on now. What about tonight?
Well, it's the big game tonight. It's Brazil versus North Korea.
Yes.
Well, would you like some reasons to support Brazil?
Yes, please.
Well, they're your team in the sweepstake.
Oh, yeah, they are my team in the sweepstake.
Yeah.
How quickly you forget.
I think I did rather well there.
Their goalkeeper is called Julio Cesar.
Julius Cesar?
Yeah, Julius Cesar.
Like off of the salad?
Caesar salad, yeah.
That's better than Buffon.
Buffon.
Didn't he get sent off?
No. Substituted.
Okay.
Same.
So we've got Julius Caesar in Brazil. Who else?
Kaká.
Sorry?
Kaká. We have a player called Kaká.
Kaká?
Yeah.
But that's not what I should shout, is it?
No, you should shout Lambada.
Lambada!
Lambada!
Okay, any other reasons to support Brazil?
Well, reasons for women to support Brazil. They can relate to them if they have a certain type of haircut.
Oh, Lloyd, you really have grown up.
So, I should shout Lambada, and that is definitely Brazilian for goal.
Yeah.
You promised me, because there was some debate about what Italian for goal was yesterday when you said it.
Yeah, it's definitely goal.
Okay, well, I trust you. You're my World Cup
guru.
Good
luck with that one.
What about North Korea, if we're supporting them?
They're one of the worst teams ever.
Oh, I like an underdog.
They're the only totalitarian Stalinist dictatorship taking part.
Good for them.
Yep.
And what about if North Korea should happen to score? Not that that's likely by the sounds of it.
You should shout Kim Jong-il.
And that's North Korean for goal, is it?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il. I'm not shouting that in a pub.
You have to. It's North Korean word for goal.
He's their dictator bloke.
Is he?
Yeah, look him up on Google. Can I have a blow on your vuvuzela before you go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on. What's winding down the windows? Oh.
That was rubbish.
There's a lady coming.
Again, louder.
She's staring at me.
Okay, well, Kim Jong-il to you.
Kim Jong-il.
And we'll speak to you tomorrow for more amazing World Cup tips.
Oh, Scott, can I just say hello to everyone in my class, 9B, so they'll stop mithering me.
What are they mithering you about?
They want their names to be said on the radio.
Okay, cool. Hello, 9B.
Thank you.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Blah, 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 blah.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.